this team is Chicago. This team, to me, is a reflection of Chicago's hardworking people. Lots of will, determination, fun, long football histories.
Gary Goldblatt's family is part of Chicago's hardworking history.
My father is one of the Goldblatt brothers who had a chain of department stores in the city.
Goldblatt started in Chicago in the 40s with their flagship store at State and Van Buren. By 1946, Goldblatt's was operating 15 stores.
I was around 13 years old and wanted to go see the Bears. I wanted to go really bad, and my parents weren't really big sports people, although they knew George Halas through social events, through media stories told that George Halas got our family tickets back in the mid-60s to Wrigley Field. Those tickets ended up being season tickets, and we would go every Sunday to the game. I am this one here.
That's you?
Yes, that is me and my two younger brothers with Papa Bear. We'd go to the games, and we were on the 20-yard line at Wrigley Field, and I had a blast, and it was all because of that man. To Gary, Stewart, and David, with best wishes, go Bears, George Halas. The business was started in the 40s, lasted long through the 80s and the early parts of the 90s. So growing up, I was fortunate enough to get exposed to a lot of players and a lot of these things, and that just made me build my passion even further. My family was very involved in a lot of philanthropic work and did charity work, and so I had the advantage of sometimes tagging along or getting involved. Oh, how could I not have a couple of great pictures from the 85 Bears of Mike Ditka with myself. One of my treasured footballs here was signed by the Chicago Bears in 1969. It says to the Goldblatt boys, and it says Gail Sayers is on there, Ronnie Bull, Willie Holman. There's so many great guys, so that's always been a treasure of mine.
Gary, who is often referred to as Gare Bear, has a house full of Bears treasures. Even his cat is named Pate.
How are you, Peyton? It's good to see you. How was your day, sweetness? Oh, you are such a sweet Peyton, you know?
Not only are you wearing a Gale Sayers jersey, but you also have one hanging on your wall.
Gale Sayers was my favorite all-time Bear as a kid growing up. I was such a fan of his that my high school football number was number 40.
In your entire collection of stuff, this one is one of your favorites. Why is this so special to you?
Yes, Lauren, this is really special. First of all, it's a picture of my son and I at the last Super Bowl that the Bears were in. It was just so cool to be there with the home team. Lots of Bear fans around us was just awesome, and being there with my son, it was like I wish my dad could be here. And here we are in actually what we wear normally to a Soldier's Field. We're all that decked out.
That's decked out from head to toe. Gary has Bears apparel for all types of weather, but the one thing that's always on his head, this hat that weighs 15 pounds.
But it has to be close to 50, 60 pins on this hat. It weighs a lot. But I wear it every opening day. I wear it for special events, even in the snow.
Gary's pin collection started more than 30 years ago in the mid-80s.
And I remember seeing an older gentleman with one pin on his hat, and it was a Bear hat. And I said, that's kind of cool. Being a sports fan and collecting things, I said, I had a hat on. I says, well, let me add that to my Bears collection. So one pin, got the next, and before you know it, we just started adding. We went nuts looking for pins. Now I have a second hat I've started. This is the Super Bowl in 1985. That's a classic pin. And the Super Bowl in 2006. The Green Bay game was a Happy New Year game, and the Bears won that game. Yeah, I love that. It's one of the few game days I picked.
On game days, Gary transforms his car into a full-on Bearsmobile to make the trip to Soldier Field.
So we know where you sit during the games in the stadium, but where can we find you before the game?
Part of the best Bear experience is the tailgating, and I'm at the Southwest lot every Bear game. And what makes it special is the other Bear fans we get to meet. It's just a great way to start the day.